With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Former FBI Director James Comey was indicted Thursday on two criminal counts. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Justice Department confirmed in a statement that Comey was charged with one count of making false statements and one count of obstruction of justice related to Senate testimony he gave almost 5 years ago. In a statement, Attorney General Pam Bondi alleged that Comey, quote, obstructed a congressional investigation into the disclosure of sensitive information and made a false statement to Congress. Comey stated that he did not authorize someone at the FBI to be an anonymous source. Bondi's statement read that, quote, according to the indictment, that statement was false. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Trump administration is telling agencies to prepare large-scale firings of federal workers if the government shuts down. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
With the government shutdown looming next week, the White House Budget Office said agencies should consider eliminating positions instead of furloughs. That would be an aggressive departure from past shutdowns when federal workers returned to their jobs. Asked about that plan, President Trump focused on politics instead.
This is all caused by the Democrats. They asked us to do something that's totally unreasonable.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
President Trump is putting import taxes of 100% on pharmaceutical drugs, 50% on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% on upholstered furniture, and 25% on heavy trucks starting on October 1st. Trump said Thursday on his social media site that foreign manufacturers of furniture and cabinetry were flooding the United States with their products and that tariffs must be applied for national security and other reasons. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 174 points. This is SRN News. Doctors are urging the Supreme Court to protect women's sports. SRN correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The American College of Pediatrics has filed a brief in an upcoming case that involves state laws banning boys from playing against girls in sports. In the brief, the ACP says when female sports are invaded by males, quote, girls predictably lose roster spots and scholarships, face unequal competition, and in some sports bear higher injury risk. These are real medical and developmental harms to minors. The High Court will hear arguments this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew has delivered a wide-ranging speech to the Council on Foreign Relations in which he applauded the United States constitutional system of checks and balances. But he also warned against excluding faith from the public square, citing George Washington's statement, religion and morality are indispensable to good government. This is SRN News. Every living former Fed chair has joined in an amicus brief warning the Supreme Court against allowing the removal of board governor Lisa Cook.
Former Federal Reserve Chairs Janet Yellen, Ben Bernanke, and Alan Greenspan have signed on to a Supreme Court filing urging the justices to reject President Trump's attempt to fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook. They join a bipartisan group of former Treasury secretaries and White House officials arguing that allowing her removal would undermine the Fed's independence from day-to-day politics. Trump sought to fire Cook last month after members of the administration accused her of mortgage fraud and brought the case to the Supreme Court after an appeals court allowed Cook to keep her job as her case works through the courts. Jennifer King, Washington.
Authorities in Washington state say forensic tests confirm the remains of a former soldier who was wanted for killing his three young daughters have been found. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.